Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Hello, everybody. And continuing this week's 106.3 WORD cover story, all week long we've been taking a deep dive into the subject of telehealth and how online services are changing the healthcare field as a whole. We wanted to hear from the consumer, so we thought, who better than our own Patrick Gentry? And we're also lazy, so he was right down the hall. So we wanted to ask him, someone who has actually used these telehealth services, how has it been for you? What has been your experience for people who aren't aware?
My experience actually was very positive, and even reinforcing the quality aspect was, just an aside, the interview that I did with him this morning, the ability for them to actually be able to pull an interview together in such short notice. So from everything from healthcare to getting an interview together, the Teladoc people had nothing but great. As far as the healthcare end of it went, give you a little background. I got a Teladoc card in the mail. I threw it around with whatever, just any junk mail that wasn't a bill, and it's kind of sat there, and I was going through it one day. And I get sinus infections about twice a year. Came down with one about 3 weeks ago. Honestly, didn't want to take the trip to the doctor. You know, doing news, that any time out of the newsroom or not covering a story or editing is time lost, which has to be made up somewhere. And you try to have a life and besides the news, so you try to make a balance. And so instead of going to the doctor waiting hours, I decided I would pull that card out of the mail. And being a benefit of Intercom Communications, which is the parent company of WORD, I was eligible for the Teladoc program. So my brain cells snapped, and I went off and pulled the card out and actually said, all right, I'll give it a try.
So you had the card. Walk us through the process from when you just had the card in your hands to when you were actually receiving, say, a prescription to help treat your sinus infection.
So once I had the card in my hand, it had a special promo code. And so I immediately downloaded the app to my phone, which that was a fairly easy process. Now, here came the tricky part. Now, as you know, most times with any app and signing in through things, you're going to have to go through a lot of steps. So that was kind of the slow part, was getting into it. So after downloading the app, I realized that my employee email was not going to work through the app. I actually had to call them. Calling them was fairly simple, and getting it set up was fairly easy. I'll be a little self-deprecating. I got a little overconfident in my ability to be able to use the app because the person wanted me to try, the rep wanted me to keep staying on the phone with them as I went through the process. Yeah, I got this, no problem. I don't need you to stay on the phone with me. I can use an app. I'm over 30 years old and been doing this for years, no problem. Turned out no, so I had to end up calling them again, and which they ended up, no problem, walking me through the process, and then I was actually able to sign into the app. Now, you go through about three pages of health history questions. That was fairly easy, you know, your health history, and again, no problem. Then at that point, literally within seconds, I got a notification on my phone, your doctor's ready to see you now.
No sitting in waiting rooms for too long, flipping through magazines?
I went outside, honestly, and I'm sure my doctor or healthcare provider doesn't want to hear me say that. I went outside and had a cigarette, and I thought I'd wait for the doctor and notification. Literally went outside, lit my cigarette, and ding, your doctor's ready to see you now.
Now, does he or she then pop up in a video on your phone, and then you just do a FaceTime, basically?
Literally. I went, sat down in a comfortable chair, and yeah, I pulled my phone out of my pocket, and ding, there she is, sitting there in a little window on my phone, and, you know.
And then you just walk her through your symptoms, and she says, okay, there you go?
Pretty much, no. Actually, I thought it would be 1, 2, 3, and was not quite that simple, and it's to their credit. Now, as you would expect with a sinus infection, okay, well, it's an, you know, antibiotic, no big deal. Well, I found out that working with the Teledot people, they were very careful in prescribing antibiotics because, as you've read, that many times doctors are over-prescribing antibiotics to the point they no longer are helpful or effective. So they were very careful in making sure they asked very probing questions that made sure they got to the root of the problem, that they were not just addressing something that might be just viral that an amoxicillin or an antibiotic's not going to knock out. So, you know, I felt very good and confident that based off the consultation. I mean, literally at the end of the consultation, it did lead to antibiotics. But they were very careful in making sure that they weren't giving me something that I didn't need. If it was a cold, it was just eventually going to clear up or, you know. So overall, very, very good experience.
And about how long was the conversation?
Conversation was actually about 15 minutes, which, you know, believe it or not, which is more than you would actually probably see an actual real doctor face-to-face at a doctor's office.
So then is your prescription sent to a local pharmacy and you just go pick it up?
Yes, and I'll have another self-deprecating moment when I get to that point. But the phone call ends with the doctor. She said she's going to prescribe an amoxicillin or antibiotic. I say, fine. Literally, about 30 minutes later, I get a write-up of the entire visit in my email, and where that I had selected that I wanted the prescription to go to. Although, and now, are you ready to get to the pharmacy part, which is, this is where it's egg on my face. I thought I had selected the Walgreens, and ended up, I had selected CVS, so I'm sitting in the Walgreens parking lot for at least 45 minutes.
So you're saying that the only problems you had with telehealth was you not reading the instructions, basically?
The only problems that I have with telehealth was with myself.
Human error.
Human error. So once I got back in, well, here's, no, and again, I have to give credit to the Teledoc people because I was berating their poor customer service person again. Now, keep in mind, you're not feeling well. You've got a fever. What's the last thing that you want to really have to deal with?
Customer service.
Right.
Robots, but, press then, 4 to reach a person 20
times. And then literally
times.
As you're sitting there staring at your phone, at what point do you realize it says CVS? What do you do for the poor customer service person who's called at Walgreens and, no, we've got no record, blah, 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 blah. Well, it wasn't CVS.
Send a nice note, maybe? eat some crow and just be like,
pretty
whoops,
much
my
it.
Bad.
But I mean, telemedicine, it seems to be the way that it's going, and there are a lot of advantages to it, and I think that it's going to definitely change the way things are done in healthcare.
Would you recommend it to people?
Yes, I would. And as far as trying to get an immediate diagnosis of something, if you got a cold or if you've got the flu, it's flu season, and in my way, in estimation, it's a lot cheaper. For me, it was a lot cheaper than even going to the doctor. So in addition to that, yes, because flu's getting ready to come, and who wants to go sit in a waiting room with a bunch of other sick people with stuff that you may not even been exposed to yet? And, you know, so I think that it's easier to just take the phone out of your pocket, do the home.
And your copay for the appointment was less than it would have been in person?
It was $10.
$10?
$10 okay. Versus having to actually drive to the doctor, wait in the waiting room, sit in the patient, wait on the doctor. So
accidentally go to Wendy's or McDonald's on the way home, and then you're even more sick.
Right.
Okay.
So, you know.
All right. Well, it sounds like an overall pretty positive experience, and seems like if the way you're describing it, it is definitely, just from a convenience standpoint, probably going to be the way things are moving forward.
And cheaper.
Cheaper. Yeah. Easier.
Easier.
Just so long as you know how to work those apps and you know how to read the instructions.
As long as you're actually willing to listen to the customer service people and do what they tell you versus, I'm smarter than everybody else.
So approach it with humility and you'll work out
yeah,
in the end.
Pretty much.
All right, so that about wraps things up. So thanks for talking to us, sharing your experience, and let's get back to work.
Yeah.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.